Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on the 26th of October 2022. What are the safety requirements with the installation of blinds and curtains in New South Wales?
Safety issues around blinds and curtains have been raised. And we're actually talking about it in here just from the perspective of one of the team was getting new blinds and curtains in his home and was talking about how they've been attached and the types of cords and what's, you know, the tagging of them. So it really is important. So, you know, the company that was doing that for him, it was, you know, in his own home. So it was not about a rental. It wasn't about a sale. It was just he was having it done and we were talking about that. And then there were just out of that came questions about the compliance around it. So all window coverings such as curtains and shades and blinds that have cords and chains can cause injury and death to young children and babies. You know, obviously if they become wrapped around their necks or, you know, in other case scenarios, you know, you hear of some, you know, a young child climbing on those cords or chains and, you know, falling from a cot or falling from something that they've climbed up on because they will climb. And so they can, you know, falling from top rungs of cot is not a good fall for a young toddler. So that, but the worst one that we do hear about when we read about all these stories is the strangulation issue, which is really horrible to talk about, but it can occur when cords are too long or there's, you know, they end in a loop rather than being attached. So if a child slips or they move quickly or they play with the cord can actually act as a noose on that. And when you read all the information on the Fair Training website, it lists all of these and it's quite grim in the reading of it. And, you know, because babies can reach through the slats in the cot, they can grab that nearby blind or that curtain cord and they can pull it and they can wrap that wherever they choose to wrap that. And that again, that's really scary. So they can, you know, when they're climbing on those, they can strangle themselves on those dangling cords. So some of the safety requirements in this area are set out in the installation and labour requirements. And that's actually set by a couple of different pieces of legislation. That's the Trade Practices Consumer Product Safety Standard around corded indoor window coverings. And the regulations around that. And that's as old as 2010. So it's been around for a long time. And it's also in the competition consumer legislation in their safety standard around the corded window, internal window coverings. So that was 2014. So again, this legislation and the recommendations, you know, or the actual requirements under the regulations have been set for a long time and we're still talking about it because it's still, you know, an occurrence that needs to be looked at. So in relation to all of that, there's things that the installers or property managers, when they're doing checks, actually need to consider. The corded blinds and curtains must be installed in a way that makes sure that a loose cord cannot form a loop 220 millimetres or longer or at less than 1,600, so 1.6 metres above floor level. The blinds and curtains need to be installed in accordance with the installation instructions and any retail packaging. So if you're buying these from, you know, Big W or Target or Spotlight or wherever you're buying your, you know, the ready-mades from, then they need to be installed with the instructions that are in there that meet all of these regular, you know, the Commonwealth legislation. And so those cords, as I said, need to be installed at least 1.6 metres above floor level. So you also need to consider that the warning labels or the swing tags, you know, actually supplied by the blinds must not be removed. So if you're a property manager, you need to make sure that they're on there. The person installing the blinds must attach a label to it, the name and the contact details of the person responsible for that installation. So, you know, anything new going in, if you're getting that organised on behalf of a landlord or on behalf of a vendor who is selling their property and you're getting new blinds installed and you're managing that on their behalf, then you need to make sure that that's happening. So for property managers, senior property managers, licensees in charge, make sure that part of your ingoing, your routines, your outgoings, inspection reports, that you're actually checking that corded blinds and curtains have their cords and chains correctly installed and that they haven't been tampered with. So that's part of your ongoing inspection process. So guys, a sombre topic to start with, but one that is super important and particularly around your ongoing inspections, as I said, ingoing, routine, outgoing.
Thank Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.